So we're going to say stories about the Levites like Linda. I see they have the book here in English. Ben Tzofei Malar. Levi Yitzchak was a young boy. He was only 17 years old. And he's here by Numan with all the big tzaddikim over there. Right? Which are working and making yourself holy to serve Hashem. All they don't know how to work. All they know is how to learn Torah and to pray. They hardly sleep, they hardly eat. All night they're in either in the beginning due to Yuchatot and the Tziyu, and then they used to go out to the fields, regardless if it was plus 30 or minus 30. That's their whole life. The way their Rebbe taught them, Rabbi Nachman of Breslov. Levi Yitzchak's nature was to look for completeness. He was looking, what's the right way? So immediately, you can't say, I'm a Talmid of Rabbi Nachman. It's not true. You can say you're a Chassid of Rabbi Nachman. You have to have a Rebbe who will teach you the way. You can't take the book and say, this is my way, or this is the way. You have to have a live Rebbe you can talk to. So Levi Yitzchak knew this. It says in the Mishnah, Asteh lecha Rav. Go look for a Rav. Yeah? So Levi Yitzchak, look for a Rav who will show him the right way. And the Rebbe, our Rebbe, didn't leave us another Rebbe. Rather, he left us with teachers, students of his, which will teach us his way. It's a lot of Torah Shabbat Teh. A lot of it is written inside. We can read the books, learn the books of Rabbeinu. A lot of it is nuances. Find things that you have to have a Rebbe. Okay? If you're a Rebbe. So that's especially a young boy like this, he's looking for a Rebbe. Always in Breslov, there was the bigger people of Breslov, which used to teach others the way. After Rabbeinu was Rabbi Natan, after Rabbi Natan was Rabbi Nachman Tulchiner, the Talmid of Rabbi Natan. And after him was the Levi Yitzchak's Rebbe, Rabbi Avraham Bar Nachman. See, amazing also how this happened also. So that night, that winter, Tafresh Ayin Hay, the winter of 1914-1915, Levi Yitzchak spent every spare moment learning Breslov Torah, learning what Breslov is, learning from all the older people of Breslov. Especially he liked the talks of Avraham Bar Nachman Tulchiner, like I just said. Rabbeinu, Rav Nosson, Rav Nachman Tulchiner, and Avraham Nachman. It's just three after Rabbeinu, the fourth one after Rabbeinu. Not very far from Rabbeinu, it was 100 years after Rabbeinu. And he heard Avraham Nachman going over to another Jew and tell him, Rabbi Yid, where were you in the past Rosh Hashanah? I didn't see you here. So the guy told him, yeah, I couldn't come, whatever, I had this and this. So he heard Avraham Nachman give a sigh. Ay, you lost. It's a loss that you can never get back. Someone missed Uman Rosh Hashanah and Uman. So Levi Yitzchak, sensitive of Levi Yitzchak, understood that over here, by this Jew, with this sigh, the way he said it, I can learn what Breslov is. Now, Rabbi Nachman, he lived in Eretz Yisrael. And he used to come every year to Uman. He didn't take a plane, because there were no planes. 100 years ago, or more. He used to take a boat. And it took him a month and a half each way to go to Uman. And he was a very old man. Once of Levi Yitzchak, he went into a little town called Alexandrovka. And there was a man over there who was blessed of a chassid, an old man. So he went into him, he saw him very old, very weak in bed, and he was blind, he couldn't see anymore. And Levi Yitzchak started asking him, where are you from? So the guy started asking Levi Yitzchak, where are you from? So Levi Yitzchak said, I'm from Uman. What? From Uman? He got out of bed, he didn't have any car, he started dancing with Levi Yitzchak, oh, I found someone from Uman. It comes out that he met Rabbi Natan, and he has a coin. Rabbi Nathan gave him in Hanukkah. But he lost it. But he had a coin his whole life. He had a coin. Rabbi Nathan of Breslev gave it to him. So anyways, a long time, Rabbi Yitzchak took Rabbi Avraham Nachman as his Rebbe. But before he learned from Rabbi Avraham Nachman, he first learned from Shushan Balski. Shushan Balski was a grandson of Rabbeinu. Rabbi Shushan Balski, the way Rabbi Shushan Balski worked, the way he served Hashem, was everything was fire, fire, fire. All night in the field. All day in the Smedish. All day. Everything till the end, till the end, till the last. That's how they work. He liked that very much. Yeah? He used to see him davening, Shmonesla, for hours, Shmonesla, standing like this, not moving, just shining like this, shining, his whole face shining, and tears pouring out of his eyes. Not even a sigh, nothing. The whole Shmonesla. Just his lips and tears gushing out of his eyes. That's how they were.
In terms of a co-op, where are they getting the co-op in terms of eating and sleeping? Where are they getting the level of kedusha to be able to be out there all night? I know, sure, it's a life force extent, but how does one get to be at that level?
You want to be there? You want to be that level?
I'm saying, how do you get to be out there a little bit more? I'm saying to take a step in that direction.
First of all, it's mesilas nefesh. When you had enough, you want to go home, then you stay a little bit longer. First of all, it's mesilas nefesh. Second of all, is tefillah itself. You dive in at this itself. You ask Hashem for this itself. Anyway, so Levi Yitzchak joined this, in the beginning, he first joined this group of Shim Shabalski, which were the people of fire. Tomorrow, Hashem will see.